For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The situation in Cleveland is an absolute disaster. Let me catch you guys up real quick. First, you have the Cavs owner and Dan Gilbert making public comments suggesting that Donovan Mitchell will resign with the Cleveland Cavaliers. Then Donovan, a day later, addresses the situation and says, it's too early to talk about that. A few days after that, he criticizes Cleveland for their play because he says it's April and they shouldn't play that way. And now we have recent reports indicating that if the Cleveland Cavaliers do not get at least to the NBA Finals, Donovan Mitchell is leaving the Cleveland Cavaliers and he's going to another team. We're going to break down these latest reports and so much more today. If you're not already subscribed to the channel, go ahead and hit that subscribe button now and make sure you have notifications turned on so you don't miss a second of the new content. And now, let's get started. Donovan Mitchell will not sign an extension with the Cleveland Cavaliers unless they have a miracle run to the NBA Finals. And if that's the case, let me pack his bags right now. There is no shot that the Cleveland Cavaliers, with this current roster that they have, the current coach that they have, are going to get to the NBA Finals. They can have as many miracles as they want. 50 miracles is not going to get them to the NBA Finals. I'm sorry. They have an okay team. When they're on, they have a really good team. But that's all they have. This team is not battle-tested. And when it is pushed, especially in games that matter, they do not show up when it counts. Only one player does, and his name is Donovan Mitchell. And unfortunately for the Cavs, he is their best player. And when your best player is hoping for the players around you to get better and magically have a run to the NBA Finals, that likely means he's not signing an extension and he's likely leaving your franchise. So, Cleveland, in my opinion, you might as well trade him as soon as you can, because if you don't, he's leaving in free agency anyways. And this is coming from an NBA insider who notes that Donovan Mitchell is looking for one thing from Cleveland, and that's to go all the way to the NBA Finals. According to Bleacher Report, they note the future of all-star guard Donovan Mitchell is up in the air right now, and nobody knows what he intends to do when he opts out of his contract in 2025. According to Bleacher Report's Eric Pincus, the only certainty is that he'll leave the Cavaliers, barring a miracle run to the NBA Finals. According to Pincus, the buzz in the NBA circles suggests that barring a run to the NBA Finals, Mitchell will decline an extension and look elsewhere, and the Cavaliers are more likely than not to move him well before he can leave outright as a free agent. Pincus continues by mentioning, as good as Mitchell has been with the Cavaliers, there have been signs that this partnership will be short-lived. Besides the constant rumors of Mitchell's unhappiness, he practically confirmed in his plans to test the market next summer when he denied the claims from owner Dan Gilbert that he would sign an extension. Where there's smoke, there's fire. Donovan Mitchell has been linked to the New York Knicks since his time in Utah. And ever since leaving Utah and being traded to the Cavs, those reports have only intensified. Each and every single offseason, the reports of Donovan Mitchell potentially being traded to the New York Knicks always come up, always intensify. There's always somebody talking about it. And that's because a lot of people around Donovan Mitchell believe that if he had a choice in the matter, he would choose to come to the New York Knicks and represent the New York Knicks. Donovan Mitchell is a New York native. He has family in New York. His father works for the Mets. He loves orange and blue already. All he needs is the New York Knicks outfit and uniform, along with those colors, to complete the entire ensemble. That's all he needs. And we can give it to him if the Cavaliers go ahead and do some business with us and make him available for a trade. Is that going to happen right away? Not at all. I think the first time we're going to hear about potentially Donovan Mitchell being traded is coming this offseason. And that's all really going to depend on what the Cleveland Cavaliers do. If the Cavs do not show up once again in the postseason, they get swept in the first round. Or let's say magically, they happen to face the Knicks again come the postseason, and the Knicks beat them again, there is no shot that Donovan Mitchell will stay with the Cleveland Cavaliers and continue his career with them. And Eric Pincus, an NBA insider with Bleacher Report, basically confirmed the same. He stated, unless the Cavaliers had a miracle run to the NBA Finals, it's likely that Donovan Mitchell was not going to sign that extension. So you can go ahead and book it already. If you could bet on this, bet on it right now. Donovan Mitchell is not signing an extension with the Cleveland Cavaliers. He's likely going to leave Cleveland and go to another team. And if I had to bank on which particular team it was going to be, I would call it to be the New York Knicks. However, Bleacher Report did list four teams for Donovan Mitchell possibly to be traded to. According to Bleacher Report, the Knicks, Spurs, Nets, and Lakers are all believed to have some level of interest in Mitchell. But with a player option for 2025-2026, Mitchell will have some sway in how much teams will be willing to give up, and he will do whatever it takes to land somewhere he wants to be long term. Let that sink in. He'll do whatever it takes for him to end up where he can be long term, someplace he really wants to be long term. Probably someplace he feels value, a place he's going to get paid, but also a place that's going to give him the best shot to win and compete for a championship right now. Which team is built like a legit contender right now in the Eastern Conference? Wait, hold on. Which team in the Eastern Conference right now has the most available assets to trade in terms of first-round picks and players that meet contracts? Let's see.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If I had to take a good guess, I would think that would be the New York Knicks. And the Knicks right now make the most sense for Donovan Mitchell. A backcourt with Donovan and Jalen Brunson, and you have OG Anunoby as your wing, these guys are going to destroy the league. Light up each and every team they face every single night. It's going to be unfair some nights because you're going to go after Donovan and Jalen's going to light you up. And then some nights you're going to go after Jalen. And then Donovan's going to light you up. And then some nights you're going to say, you know what? Let me play man on man against these two. And then you know what's going to happen? They're both going to light you up. Let's not get it twisted here. Jalen and Donovan are box office. If they were both part of the New York Knicks backcourt, nobody's stopping the New York Knicks. Both of those guys play good defense. Not amazing, sensational defense, but good defense. Jalen Brunson, second in the NBA right now in taking charges. Donovan Mitchell, his defense has taken a step up this season. He looks like a far better defender this season than he's ever looked, maybe in his entire career, unless you go back to college when he was a great defender as well, too. But either way, you have two good defenders in Donovan Mitchell and Jalen Brunson in your backcourt. And then you have Mitchell Robinson and OG Anunoby doing great defense on your floor while those two are playing. Who is stopping that? Defensively, if you get past OG, you have to deal with Mitchell Robinson. And then offensively, you have to deal with Donovan Mitchell and Jalen Brunson. You're not stopping this team. I don't care what you say. You're not stopping this team. And if you face that team in a 7-game series, they're washing you. They are washing you. Jalen Brunson and Donovan Mitchell? Get out of here, man. They are going to destroy the league if that ever happens. And also, it depends on the assets the Knicks have to give up in order to swing a trade like that. The good news for the Knicks is they have all of their first-round picks. They have protected first-round picks that they own from other teams. They have the players necessary as well, too, to make a trade like that happen. The only thing they're waiting for right now is for the Cleveland Cavaliers to pick up the phone and say, hey, New York, he's available. What would you offer to get Donovan on your squad? After that happens, it's all on the table, and then Leon Rose and the Knicks will start negotiating and talking to try to swing a trade to get Donovan on this team, like it always was meant to be. I still think back to those Utah days, right when the New York Knicks were on the cusp of trading for Donovan Mitchell, and they could not get a deal done. And I remember nearly tearing my hair out when I heard he was traded to the Cleveland Cavaliers. But I knew in due time, if I was patient, at some point, Donovan Mitchell and these reports that potentially he could be traded from Cleveland to another team were going to surface. And lo and behold, I didn't have to wait that long. Barely a season before those reports started to surface. And I'm so happy to hear it and see it, because it's no secret or surprise. If you've watched this channel or you've followed me for a long time, you already know the deal. I am a huge Donovan Mitchell fan. I think he fits perfectly for this team. I think he would be an improved defender under head coach Tom Thibodeau as well. And he's exactly what this Knicks team needs, especially if you talk about an offensive threat or another offensive boost. He would give you that and then some. He's not the only all-star on my list. However, I'm still waiting till this offseason to see which stars eventually become disgruntled with their franchise and end up wanting a trade, because you never know who makes that list. It may change everything regarding a trade and who the Knicks are looking to target come this offseason. However, Donovan Mitchell has to be at the top of their list for a couple of reasons. Number one, New York native. Anytime Leon Rose is going to swing a trade, he wants to make sure that person he trades for, especially if they're an all-star, is here for the long haul, is going to stay on this Knicks team for many, many years. Donovan Mitchell is already going to check that box. Donovan Mitchell's an all-star. He checks that box. But in terms of players that the New York Knicks need, there are only a handful of players that I think, if the Knicks target, they could change this team and help them be a legit contender for the NBA Finals each and every year. It's Devin Booker, it's Donovan Mitchell, and it's Mikal Bridges. Those are the players in my opinion. Now, obviously, you can still add some other players to that list, but for me, those are my three. Comment below who you think are the three players that the New York Knicks absolutely need to go after. Is Donovan Mitchell one of those players for you? Or is it just me? Am I the only person at this point in time that wants Donovan Mitchell on this roster? Am I the only person on this planet that sees how good a backcourt of Donovan Mitchell and Jalen Brunson can be? I don't know, man. Sometimes reading your guys' comments or hearing the feedback on social media, I feel like that's the case. But let me say it again. If Donovan Mitchell is available, the New York Knicks need to do everything in their power to ensure they get him on this roster. And maybe you're thinking to yourself, well, Donovan Mitchell has never showcased himself being frustrated with this current Cavaliers team. If you're saying that, you'd be wrong, because listen to the following quote from Donovan Mitchell regarding this Cavs team and how he felt about them playing, and it's April. According to Donovan Mitchell, I told you at the beginning of the season, if we had these struggles at this point, then it's a problem. He was referring to a conversation he had after the Cavs started 3-5. It can't happen. I can say all this now. We have to find a way to figure it out. It's not going to linger after tonight. Have to watch the film and get back to what we do. But it can't happen. We can all point to shit. It's April. It's fucking April. We've got to figure it out. And we will. He doesn't sound too happy. He sounds frustrated. And frustration usually leads to somebody becoming disgruntled. And once somebody becomes disgruntled, that leads to opportunity. And once Leon sees opportunity, he will pounce on it. So continue to be frustrated, Donovan, because that is the recipe for you leaving Cleveland and coming right where you belong, the New York Knicks. But what about you guys? What do you think about these latest reports about Donovan Mitchell and the fact that he might not sign an extension with Cleveland if the Cavs do not get to the NBA Finals this season? Let me know in the comments below, guys, because honestly, I would love to hear from you. But that's going to do it for this episode. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, go ahead and smash that like button, leave a comment below. And of course, guys, please subscribe to the channel. Until next time, Knick fans. Peace.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.